This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Exchanges of fire along the Lebanon-Israel border have intensified over the past weeks with Israel's military push on Gaza's southern city of Rafah. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The militant Hezbollah group says it shot down an Israeli drone over South Lebanon and fired rockets at an Israeli military base. The attack came just hours after Israeli drone strikes killed at least one person and wounded several others. Hezbollah said in a statement that its fighters struck the Hermes 900 Koshaf drone, saying such aircraft had been targeting militants and civilian homes. Hezbollah says its fighters also attacked an Israeli army base in the border town of Kiryat Shmona with Birkin rockets, scoring direct hits, it says, igniting a fire and destroying part of it. The Israeli army confirmed a rocket had hit the base without giving details. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Israeli forces advance deeper into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, President Joe Biden declared Hamas had lost its ability to carry out a major terrorist attack on Israel, and he endorsed what he said was the latest Israeli offer of a ceasefire deal. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wuttakusara has this report.
It's time for this war to end.
From the White House, President Joe Biden laid out a three-phase ceasefire plan that he says Israel has agreed to.
Israel has made their proposal. Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
Phase one calls for a six-week temporary pause in fighting. During phase two, Israeli forces would withdraw completely from Gaza in exchange for the release of all remaining hostages. In the third and final phase, Gaza reconstruction would begin and the remains of all deceased hostages returned. Patsy Wuttakusara, VOA News, Washington.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Republicans join Trump's attacks on the justice system and campaign of vengeance after his guilty verdict. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
It was a rigged trial.
Republicans are enlisting themselves in Trump's campaign of vengeance and political retribution, all part of the GOP bid to reclaim the White House. On Friday, the House Judiciary Chairman demanded DA Alvin Bragg and the prosecutor in Trump's hush money case appear for questioning. President Biden, who has no authority over state courts, said the attacks are reckless.
It's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Experts on authoritarianism warn Trump is vowing to use the state against his opponents. Julie Walker, New York.
South Korea's military says North Korea launched even more trash-carrying balloons toward South Korea following a similar campaign earlier this week as it continues to retaliate against activists flying anti-North Korean propaganda leaflets across the border. The military advised people to beware of falling objects and not to touch objects suspected to be from North Korea, but report them to military or police offices instead. South Korea's military dispatched chemical rapid response and explosive clearance teams to recover the debris from some 260 North Korean balloons that were found in various parts of the country from Tuesday to Wednesday. A warm reception in France for America's World War II veterans who've arrived for D-Day observances. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Serenaded by French school children and dignitaries, the veterans are being honored for their bravery on June 6, 1944. That's when thousands of U.S. and Allied paratroopers landed behind enemy lines along a 50-mile stretch of the Normandy coast. Marine Corps veteran Donald Graves, proud of the mission.
We shortened the war. It was over. I believe that. And I'm proud to be a part of it.
The veterans will be saluted in ceremonies at Omaha and Utah beaches in Normandy. The youngest in the group is 96, the oldest 107. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thailand has kicked off its annual celebration for the LGBTQ plus community's Pride Month as the country is on course to become the first nation in Southeast Asia to legalize marriage equality. Saturday's Bangkok Pride Parade filled one side of a major thoroughfare with colorful parade for hours in one of the Thai capital's busiest commercial districts. Pride Month celebrations have been endorsed by politicians, government agencies, and some of the country's biggest business conglomerates. But the public celebration of gender diversity was not always so popular in Thailand, despite its long-standing reputation as an LGBTQ plus friendly country. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.